إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in the keys to success that we were talking about, as I mentioned, the first one is passion, the second one is focus, the third one is commitment. And commitment is demonstrated in every way that relates to the task. Commitment of time, commitment of money, commitment of personal effort and involvement. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this many times in the Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba demonstrated this in their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually contrasted the behavior of the Sahaba with the behavior of the Bani Israel with respect to Musa alayhi salam, where when it came to the opening of Jerusalem, the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, when they were ordered to fight the Hittites who were in occupation of Jerusalem, the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salam, you and your Rabb go and fight. We will sit and watch. Allah mentioned this in the Quran. Whereas with the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked people to contribute for Tabuk, I won't go into the details of that. We are all aware of these stories. And of course, these stories must be mentioned and listened to over and over again. But I don't want to do it now. But we know the story with regard to the contribution and the commitment of the Sahaba. Different people gave, and to the extent Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave everything he had, and they went with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not just give the contribution and they did not say salam alaikum, you go fight and you know we will sit in Madina. No, they gave the contribution and they went with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that very difficult expedition. So with the Sahaba, we can see this with regard to commitment. And this is the fact, whether it is commitment with regard to Islam, whether it is commitment with regard to business, whether it is commitment with regard to any other kind of a struggle, that just by talking, talking is not enough. I mean, one has to talk, but that alone is not sufficient. Money alone is not sufficient. Effort alone is not sufficient. All three have to happen. There has to be an intellectual base. There has to be the theory behind it, the ideology behind it. Then it has to be met with the necessary resources in terms of wealth and so on. And it has to be met with the necessary effort. Right people making the right kind of effort. And what is the right kind of effort? Right kind of effort is to give full time to that particular thing. No success comes from part-time work. This much I can tell you. Whether it's business success, whether it is success in religion or whatever, it has to be full-time commitment. With regard to our deen and our lives, that begins with praying tahajjud. Anyone who is serious about success and who does not wake up for tahajjud to pray for it, is not serious about success, as simple as that. Any Muslim who is serious about success but does not pray tahajjud is only fooling himself. He will not get success and he is not serious about success. He is only talking about success. He would like to have success. He is not serious. If he is serious, then he would get up. He will get up and he will pray for tahajjud. He will pray in tahajjud. Very important also to understand that many of us, when we fall into this trap, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this in the Quran, where he said that people, when they are caught in a storm, they call upon Allah, but when they come back to the shore, Allah brings them back to the shore, they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that case, he said they also start calling on their mushrik deities. But with respect to ourselves, also very important to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we all seem to pray more and we pray tahajjud and we make more dua and we are more particular about our religion when we are in trouble. Either directly in trouble, or we may not be in trouble, but there is something very serious which we need to happen. So we make a lot of dua for it. Ya Allah, do this. Ya Allah, do this. And or when we are in trouble, then we do all this. And then the moment we are released from this trouble, then tahajjud is gone. First qaza is tahajjud. After that, salah also. We don't know what happens and so on and so forth. I remind myself and you that if this is what we do, If we are going to tell Allah that I will remember you only when I am in trouble, then Allah will give you reason to remember him. Allah will give you reason to remember him. Don't tempt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the only way that you will remember Allah is when you are in trouble, then Allah will give you the reason to remember him. Don't do that. Make sure that when you are in trouble, of course, you don't have to make sure, you will do it. But make sure that you are equally particular about your salah and so on, and about tahajjud and dua, when you are free, by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in good times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you in bad times. Because that is why, inshallah, the way Allah helps in bad times is Allah does not allow the bad time to happen. So inshallah, you will have no bad times. But very, very important, because this is what we do, and this is a sign of commitment. The sign of commitment that when there is trouble, we remember Allah. When the trouble goes away, the illness goes away, the pain goes away, then we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until the next time. And as I said, if you give Allah, if that is what message you want to give, then be prepared that that message will be answered. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to demonstrate our commitment to Islam. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran many places. And this, the best and simplest example is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always combined Iman with Amalu Saleh. Iman with, just talking Iman not enough. Iman with Amalu Saleh. La ilaha illallah with Salah. La ilaha illallah with Salah. The Amal, Saleh Amal, the good deed, which reinforces and proves La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, what is that? It is Salah. I say there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is his messenger. Proof is, I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? According to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Proof of that is salah. That we pray and how we pray. That we pray is proof of La ilaha illallah. And how we pray is proof of Muhammad Rasulullah. It is the salah is the proof of the kalima. And that's why it's very important for us to ensure that we demonstrate our commitment. Because commitment is what you can see. Commitment is not what is in the heart. Intention is what is in the heart. Commitment is what you can see. If somebody says, I am committed to something, then it has to be seen. If someone says, I am committed to playing cricket, and you find that at net practice he is not there, or he is doing net practice once in a week, then he is not committed to cricket. Cricket is a hobby. Once in a while, okay, nice to hit a ball, that's it. If somebody is committed to cricket, then what does he do? He plays cricket 24 hours. Every waking moment he is thinking cricket, he is walking cricket, talking cricket. There's a famous story which I mentioned earlier of this great basketball player, and he said that his father had made a rule for him to say that he must not go to sleep until he throws 100 baskets, right? Until he scores 100 baskets, he must not go to sleep. 100 in a line, must not miss. And if he misses, then he has to start from 1. So if he misses at 50, he goes back to 1. So he has to throw it. So he said, I deliberately used to miss at 99. Now imagine, look at this. His father is telling him, score 100. And what is the natural tendency? You would score 100 and you go away, right? He says, I used to deliberately miss at 99, so I had to start back from 1. Now what does he tell you about the commitment to basketball? That's how he became a great player. That's how he became a great player. Not by, people forget this. They forget the sweat and the tears that goes before the success. They think it comes easy. Nothing comes easy. Nothing comes easy. If you are committed, that commitment has to be demonstrated. Whether it is in religion, whether it's in academics, whether it's in business, any situation, commitment has to be demonstrated. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him, and to enable us to be committed, especially in our religion. Hafiz Bhai was telling me, last 3 days I attended 3 funerals. What is the message for us? How many wake-up calls do we want? Last 3 days, you attended 3 funerals. Yesterday, I didn't attend the funeral, but I went to visit some very old friends of ours whose mother passed away. All of these are reminders for us that one day, just like I am sitting and talking about somebody else's funeral, somebody will sit and talk about my funeral. But when I have gone into my cover, I am alone. I am alone. Nobody is coming with me. Nobody will go with you. And that is what the preparation is about. And therefore, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to wake up in time and to be and to take the warnings and to take heed and not to live in a state of ignorant bliss. It's not bliss at all, it's just ignorance. Where we think that it won't happen to me. It happens to everybody. It happens to the young, it happens to the old. And when it happens, is when you realize the problem with it. We do ask Allah not to put us in that situation and not to allow us to put ourselves in that situation where we realize but we wake up, but we wake up too late. We ask Allah to enable us to be committed and to demonstrate our commitment to Him and to give us success in our commitment. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.